أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Returning to the verse, and this is verse number 6 of Surah Sajda, chapter 32. ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ In the previous verse, we discussed Allah Azawajal's tadbir, Allah Azawajal's management of every affair from the sky to the earth, and how everything will return, ascend back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. We spoke about the years of Qiyamah. How long will it be? 1,000 years, 50,000 years, and like this. So all the topics surrounding that we discussed yesterday, and how it will be for a believer. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, and this is mentioned in Musnad Abi Ya'la, that on that day, وَيَهُونُ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ كَتَدَلِّ الشَّمْسِ لِلْغُرُوبِ إِلَىٰ أَن تَغْرُبَ It will be like the sun lowering itself until sunset. This is how fast it will go for the believer. And for those who will be under the shade of Allah, the VIP treatment, because you sacrificed in this world, then for you it will be a breeze. For you will be enjoying it. People say grandstands. We want the best seat when it comes to all this futility, haram, as you can see Saudi Arabia, trying to impress the West and all of them, Europe, everything, to show them how they can be legitimate or they have the necessary capability to hold the 2034 World Cup. So they're building strange stadiums, something that you can't just walk up. It's something that you'll have to take a sort of a lift or something to go up to the stadium. And it's not going to be on ground. It's going to be above ground level. All of this for what? Because they want to create. They're looking for niche market for what? For evil. And they want to see. That is why they needed MBS to come on the scene. Because for them, he is a visionary. For them, he's got great, great ideas. What are those ideas? It is nothing but satanic. And he knows well that he can't just come in and start giving commands. He has to prove himself. So he's trying to work around it. Then you will get all these, he'll use females. Or he'll use those communities who have already become westernized, because the schools also, remember, that's how they mobilize. They brainwash, they program, in American words, you say program. So they program all the students in a certain direction. And as they are growing up now, they want a leader. They want a leader who's going to promote all of these ideas and their fancies. So MBS is there and he is the main person for them. And they promote him, they like him, because they say he came to free us from all this veils and everything. That is why when we make dua, we say, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا Make us a leader for who? For the muttaqeen. An imam, not for MBS, not an imam for MBS or an imam for the muttaqeen. This is what we should be searching for. May Allah Azawajal make it such, and hopefully that we awake and we are alive when it comes to our iman, inshaAllah. So in this verse here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us that ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ that One is the all-knower. Allah is the all-knower. ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَ Remember, everything is going to return. It's going to send back to Allah. Sometimes it's just human nature. We forget. And someone brings it to our attention. You made this statement so many years ago and you haven't yet retracted it. It's caused so much of corruption. We forget that the seriousness of our statements, the veracity of our actions. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. And through our actions, let it not be someone being misled. This year is when you leave the home, you're supposed to be making these du'as. You're supposed to ask for protection against this. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nadilla aw nudalla aw nazilla aw nuzalla aw nadhlima aw nudlama aw najhala aw nujhala alay. Narration of Tirmidhi Sharif. So, when you leave the home, you're supposed to be asking for protection. You asking that you must not be. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nadilla aw nudalla. That I am going to mislead someone else, or someone is going to mislead me, or I slip, or someone makes me slip, or I cause oppression, or someone causes oppression to me, or I act ignorantly, or someone acts ignorantly to us. So there's in the one narration in Tirmidhi, it comes with this, with the plural, is being utilized. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika. You're reading for yourself. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. So this all, it's been reminded and it's going to be there in front of us. You did this, you did this. Come, let's scrutinize. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us. Ya Allah, you make it easy for us. And this is what we want. Something that is easy. A hisab that is easy. Allahumma hasibna. O Allah, make our hisab, take our hisab, something, and make it such that it is yasira. Hisab yasira, something that is easy hisab for us. Not something that is going to be a mountain climb. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if I had a mount of Uhud filled with gold, I wouldn't like that 3 days go by. But I do not give it out like this, like this, like this. Meaning to the right, in front, and to the left. I wouldn't like, but it must be given out. I wouldn't like that it stays with me, except that it must be given out to the right, to this way, this way. Except that I just have sufficient to pay my debts. More than 3 days with this big mountain of gold. No, I have to give it out. Let it go. Hisaban. We're asking for it. We want it. Hisaba yasira. But are we serious about it? Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Moving forward, today we're discussing ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ. Allah is the knower of the unseen. He, Allah, He is that one is the all-knower. That one Allah, He is the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. Wash-shahada. So we thought we got away. Nobody found out. I managed to close that deal. Nobody found out. But you forget Allah is watching you. It's going to come out. That moment I was alone with that female in the room. I got away. Nobody found out. Allah Azza wa Jal knows about it. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So He knows the unseen and the seen. What's going through our minds now, He knows it. So when He plans and His creation, then He takes into consideration that with regards to the unseen of His creation. How many a time, look at Afghanistan, take it to current affairs, the Taliban, the West, America and their coalition countries tried to put them to their knees, tried to then put them off the map of the world, take them off, tried to make them in such, put them in such poverty that you could not imagine. Try to rip them off their natural resources. But they stood firm, alhamdulillah. This is giving great, great courage to Hamas. And this then is going to then spell out in other youth coming about and saying, if they could do it, why can't I do it? Anyway, moving forward, go and see today the discussions between China and Afghanistan. China uses a lot of lithium. Lithium is used in your phones. Lithium is used to develop batteries. Lithium is used, you know, with the whole solar. Lithium, you got to know about lithium before you purchase your solar unit. You want to know what's the batteries, rechargeable batteries, all of. Where does this? It comes from a resource called lithium. Go and see how lithium, which is a great, great need for the world today in this technological advancement that we are moving towards and moving in. Lithium plays a key role in it because it's all battery operated at the end. So that is why when there is load shedding, it becomes so catastrophic because we cannot use most of our appliances. We cannot use most of our battery operated products. Then, so see, as they are mining and their tractors are pulling out all of these gems for them, gold is being found. All of this, who is doing this? Allah Azza wa Jal, remember we said to you in the verse how we tie it in, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Allah Azza wa Jal manages all the affairs from the heavens to the earth. Allah knows that these people are in need. They want to break away from Western ideology and Western mindset. So let's give them some jewels in their ground. To the earth, from the heavens, the decision comes down into the earth and they're finding all these jewels there. Gold and all of this. Lithium, I said to you, I spoke to you about this here. Look at the practicality of the Quran Sharif. ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ. Allah is the knower of the unseen. You cannot see through it, but He knows, He's placing it there for you. وَالشَّهَادَ, and that which is seen. This is amazing. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. Later Allah, then Allah says, so ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. So Al-Aziz, Al-Ghalibu ala amrihi, he's overpowering in terms of his affairs. Nobody can stop him. Nobody can decide. This is the kind of tawakkul we're supposed to have, that nothing is going to help me. It is only Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you move on. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ar-Rahim. So where then? Ar-Rahim bi'ibadihi fi tadbirihi. Allah Azza wa Jal is compassionate with regards to His servants in terms of His planning. Yes, you make so many mistakes. Yes, you did so much. But nevertheless, we'll still grant you these jewels because your intention was for my pleasure. Ask yourself, ask myself, ask yourself. Sometimes we did something with a slanted intention. But it so happened that the result, Allah put it in your favor. It was the slanted intention, but Allah put it in your favor. How many times this occurred? This is Ar-Rahim, most compassionate. So in terms of his planning too, a person says, you know what, ourselves, when we went for 4 months, Jama'at Tabligh, we didn't go for 40 days or anything. We went with a mindset of what? With a mindset that we're going to meet different people. We're going to be in this field where we're going to be dealing with people. So this is just going to add to our experience. That was the intention. But when you get there and then Allah Azza wa Jal teaches you different things when you're out in the path of Allah. And your heart then becomes molded to say that, listen, this is the wrong intention. Check your, you know the principle, check your intention before, during and after an action. So what was my intention when I left? To meet different people. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. What's my intention? intentions are judged according to your actions. Actions are judged according to your intentions. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.